Welcome everybody back to Friar Talk. Today we're gonna be talking about Jackson Merrill. We did some previews on him. We talked about Jackson Merrill a lot before spring training, during spring training, and so far this regular season he has been a hot topic, and rightfully so. The dude's been a stud so far this year for the Padres. He's a rookie. He's playing a new position. He's, you know, he's the biggest like it factor this year for the Padres, I would say, in terms of a change. You have Trent Grisham leaving, you have him stepping in. So he's been one of the biggest discussed topics of this Padres season so far. And we wanted to kind of go back and talk about what we were kind of at. So you look early on, initially, with Jackson Merrill, we were like, hey, Chase not as much, but Isaac and I were more like, hey, we don't really think he should start. We don't really think, we think that they're forcing him to a role. We think that he needs to start in the minor leagues. But our statement was, let's see how spring training goes. Let's see how spring training goes and see if you can kind of win the job. He did that. And then as spring training went on, we were like, hey, we think he's won the job. We still are afraid that they're pushing him too early, but let's see how it goes. Don't freak out if he doesn't play really well. Then the season starts. And now I'll say this, our predictions for his season are still very well in play, but the season has started now and Jackson Merrill has proved us wrong. Our initial take that he wasn't ready, that we were afraid that they were pushing him along too early. He's ready, and he's looked good so far in the bigs. So we like to do that. I don't know how many times, Chase, you, Isaac, and I said, like, we really hope we're wrong. We really hope that he is ready. We want to see him ready. We hope we're wrong. We want to make a video about Jackson Merrill, you know, being 20, debuting at 20 years old, not being too early. And it hasn't been. And I think that's the biggest takeaway so far this season. Now, there's parts of his game that we'd like to see improve. You know, you want to see some more power, stuff like that, whatever. Complaining about anything at this point in Jackson Merrill's career makes no sense. The dude's been awesome. He's hitting over 300 right now. He's getting on base pretty good, almost 400 clip. His slugging is over 400. Now, his OPS isn't over an 800, but who cares? He's a rookie. And the biggest thing about this, the whole Jackson Merrill saga so far, is he's playing center field damn well. And he did not play center field before a couple months ago. So Jackson Merrill's off to a terrific start. I think everyone has praised him, and I think he deserves every bit of that praise. I will say the numbers might fall down a little bit. I'm not expecting him to hit over 300, you know, at the end of the year. But even if he struggles and slumps or whatever that is, the Padres were right to bring him up early because he has shown that he can play at the MLB level. And that is the biggest takeaway so far with Jackson Merrill. So we wanted to hop on here and give him the credit that he deserves, because the dude's been awesome. But Chase, what are you feeling? And definitely, I will say, Chase was way more on the let the kids play side all along. So you're right.
And even then, like, we didn't expect him to be able to play such a great center field as he has. Like, I believe when it was like spring training, we're like, yeah, he's our penciled in left fielder. We're gonna probably go get like a great defensive center fielder and just kind of let it play. Or, you know, hey, we think Nando's gonna move over to center. He had profiled really well in center with his speed, his arm, and his glove. We just said, you know what, Merrill playing left kind of made more sense. And yeah, well, we were wrong. He's been damn good in center. He's had like a couple defensive miscues, but he's still learning center field. His first year in the MLB, Petco is a big park. It's been one of those things where he has really played well and kind of blown everyone's expectations away. Is it going to come down where, you know, his average, his OPS and stuff is probably going to come down towards the end of the year? He's probably going to go through a little bit of a slump. If he continues to do this the entire year, rookie of the year, there's no doubt about it. He hasn't been hitting the ball as hard as he was at the beginning of the season, which is a little concerning. However, this upcoming series is in Colorado, so let's see some boost to those numbers. It's probably just going to be an offensive slaughtering like every Padres-Rockies game is in Colorado. I don't know if you guys remember it. I certainly do. It was, what, a few years ago when they broke the record for most runs scored in a four-game series, where it was literally like 13-12 every single game because there was just no pitching, all bats. I kind of figured it's probably going to be something like that again. Rockies rotation isn't great. We got Michael King and them up. So, and you know what? Coors Field is going to be pretty nice for you know, young Jackson Merrill, if he barrels the ball, the ball's going to fly a lot better. So that's going to help his offensive numbers. It's going to be one of those things where if he continues where exactly where he's at, like maybe he drops down to a 280 average. And I think what I said in his prediction video was like a 770 OPS. If he can do that and have the glove that he has in center field right now, that is such an upgrade for center field. Because what Trent Grisham hit, what, like 180, 190 with like a 630 OPS. Sure, he had gold glove defense, but you're getting, I wouldn't say identical defense, but pretty damn near close. And the offensive numbers are twice as good. Like, I don't think you guys realize how much better Jackson Merrill is at the cost of like maybe a few defensive miscues. I know a lot of people were Trent Grisham truthers. He's going to come around. We have not Trent Grisham. We have Jackson Merrill on potentially six cheap years. And this is just his first year, and he's only going to get better from here. So he is him. Everybody should jump on board. He's part of the Padres' future. Hopefully, you know, he stays around and Preller doesn't go, hey, guys, we have this young center fielder. We need another all-star pitcher. But he is him.
Yeah, and you brought up Coors Field, and while the offenses weren't really popping last night, Jackson Merrill went 2-for-4 and had that ribby in the eighth. So he's already showed up in this series. I also think you're right, though, Chase. Like, for the rest of the series, we're probably going to see a lot more runs. It was kind of weird. Dylan Cease also dominant last night. He was awesome. He was ridiculous. Seven innings, one hit. But, I mean, it was just it's been a good start to the year for Merrill. You brought up Trent Grisham. And, dude, when we were talking about his predictions, we were like, okay. And maybe not everyone listened to our video about the predictions, but Fangraphs had him at like a 690 projected OPS or like 685 projected OPS.
It was low.
It was really super low. Yeah. And he's sitting right now a little, just like, what is he, 793, right? Now, a lot of that is just going to be because he has 26 hits on the year. Five of those are extra base hits. But he's going to end up developing some more power. I think that's what we're expecting, we're hoping to see. And maybe we see that in this series in Coors. Maybe we see him go yard again. Maybe we see him hit a couple gappers. It's a good park to hit gappers in because he's fast. His sprint speed's up there. So maybe you see him get a double or a triple there. But I think overall, man, like just the start of the year and just him, if you look at his like runners in scoring, like hitting with runners in scoring position numbers, like they don't look that good, but like it just feels like he gives you good at bats and he steps up when it really matters. And it has really felt like that. So I think that's the most exciting part about him. Chase, you also talk about the cheap contract is like, dude, we haven't seen the Padres take advantage of those. And this is a perfect example of like, okay, the Xander Bogaerts contract looks a little rough. Maybe we'll talk about that later, but we didn't really want to talk about that today. Well, you almost kind of like cancel it out when you have a dude like Jackson Merrill, if he can continue to perform like this, it almost kind of cancels out like a bad contract like that, which is good, which you need really, really bad. And I do hope Bogaerts bounces back, but like, okay, that's massive if that's the case. But yeah, dude, I think, you know, looking into it, and let me pull up his Baseball Savant here so everyone can see, just like he has like his like issues for the most part. Chase, yeah, he's a rookie. That is expected. That's what you should see. His batting value isn't even that crazy. But the base running, the defense, it's there. And honestly, like, yeah, the batting run value is not that great, but like, look at all this red, dude, hard hit. Like, you brought up that he hasn't been hitting as much, but like still connecting on the baseball pretty well. Whiff percentage, not that high. Like he's doing really well. Strikeout, he's not really striking out that much. He makes good contact. He makes solid contact quite a bit. I mean, expected batting average, yeah, he's hitting over 300, but his expected batting average is also over 290. That is really good in today's MLB. And it kind of projects to have a better slugging the way he's hit the baseball. So the range is there. Like the sprint speed is there. So it's been good to see. Also, look at this spray chart, man. Like we talk about a lot of these guys. Like, can you go opposite field? Jackson Merrill goes opposite field a lot. Like almost, it's pretty close to 50-50. And the home run is opposite field. Like that, two of the extra base hits. Like it's just, you've seen a lot of that stuff. So, I mean, it's just been awesome so far seeing him. Like I said, you hope that he kind of shows a little bit more power in the future. But like these numbers are outstanding to start the year. Chase, you brought up Rookie of the Year. I think that he's definitely going to be in the mix. He has been really getting slept on when people talk about the top rookies in the sport. But he's starting to get a lot more praise. Like I'm starting to see some stuff where it's like, oh, this big account's like, Jackson Merrill is a superstar in the making, and they're starting to hype him up a little bit more, which has been awesome to see. But yeah, dude, I think everyone has been super happy with Jackson Merrill, and he's doing it, dude. He looks the part. He looks like he's ready, and it's been an awesome thing to see this year. But Chase, any last things on Merrill, man?
I was just gonna bring this up. I remember when he first got drafted, we were covering the MLB draft a few years ago. And we were looking at him, we're like, Jackson Merrill is the first round pick? What are we doing here? And we're like reading. To be fair, the brief summary on Jackson Merrill didn't really do him justice. Like we were reading it and we're like, is this our first round pick? And then we chose James Wood in the second. We're like, this is who we should have taken in the first. I mean, when you looked at it, we're like, wow, this kind of just seems like a whiff on a first round pick. I mean, yeah, you could potentially grow out and, you know, be a lot better. Because, like, when you were reading it, it was like, yeah, he doesn't have a lot of power. Yeah, he barrels the baseball a lot, doesn't have a ton of pop. He's not the fastest kid on the field. Like, I think his 60 time was, like, 8-something. And we're like, what the hell, man? This guy is – why did AJ Preller take him first? And we were baffled by it. Well, this is why you take him in the first round, apparently. Glad he developed the way he did. Glad he's on the Padres. He's killing it. Shout out Jackson Merrill. And the only other nice thing is with his speed, he's been able to swipe a few bags too, which I think the Padres have been a little too safe with. I like when they're stealing the bags a lot. I like when they're on base and like, hey, especially for Jackson Merrill, hey, if you're hitting a ton of singles, use your legs to get to second base. I would love to see him in a leadoff spot just because if he's going to be hitting a lot of singles and he's not going to hit for a ton of power, which that's going to change. He just needs to find a couple more gaps and then his slugging is going to go up. But hell, you're fast enough, man, where if you got a single, put yourself in scoring position. This team needs to be more aggressive. And if Jackson Merrill can lead that charge, I'm all with it.
Dude, it's funny that you bring up the draft too, because during the draft, it wasn't like, I mean, we're just kind of like, all right, we don't know these guys. We're not like going out there like, all right, we're going to scout this high school player. But dude, they were getting like ripped for taking him. You remember that? Like they were getting ripped. It was like, oh, what is this draft pick? Like this guy is not here. It's like, this is a mad overdraft. And then James Wood got taken. It was like, okay, well, James Wood was like rated higher. I think that was the whole thing. So it is weird. And James Wood's been awesome also. Like he also looks like a star in the making over in Washington now, but it's like, it was a really odd draft pick. It was like one of the ones where people were like, when people were really getting like mad about Preller, that one got people super angry about AJ Preller at the time, and it's aged very well. So shout out Jackson Merrill. I want to do a vid on him today. Yeah, that's where we're at. We'll see how this Rocky series goes. We talked about Padres really need to show like, okay, we're going to take 3 or 4 of these. Rockies are awful. Hopefully we see that. We'll have a couple vids out later on in the week, probably like Friday. Just kind of see how the week goes and whatnot. But they need to take the series because the stretch after this Rocky series is a brutal one. But yeah, with that said, thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Have a good one.